test. My name is Leah. I know I said that there was going to be new theme music on the next show, but I'm too lazy to edit the song I've been allowed to use down. So I'm just going to use Glass of Wine again by the New Autonomous Folk Singers. And maybe next time, but I don't hold me to anything because obviously I didn't do it this time. So I had promised to do a South by Southwest recap for Dr. Gay. And I think he's getting antsy. And Mr. Antsy Britches. I'm sorry, Dr. Antsy Britches. You didn't go to school just to be called Mr. Okay, a little bit of fun there. So yeah, I'm going to probably not going to do all of my South by Southwest recap now. Probably just do it up until this show is about a half hour long. I am, and it may even be shorter than that, because okay, cover your ears, Dr. Gay, and any man who happens to be listening. I am cramping like a motherfucker, and I have not had cramps this bad since I was a while. Let's just say it's been a while. I mean, it's definitely not the worst cramps I've ever had, because I'm not throwing up. And the worst cramps I ever had, I was throwing up. So, but, you know, they're bad. They're nothing to be sneezed at or coughed upon or whatever. Sorry, I'm looking around for stuff. I'm actually doing something I had talked about doing before in a kind of a silly kind of way. Something I like to call podcrafting, which I'm sure I'm not the one who made up that phrase. But I'm crafting and I'm casting. It's all good. All good. I've chose this time because American Idol's on right now, and I just not into it. I don't care. They're like, this is the best, or what did they say? They said something like, this is the most anticipated show since blah blah in history or something. I don't know. Fox has a tendency towards the hyperbole. You know what? They're so full of shit too. Because the most anticipated one, if you ask me, was Clay versus Ruben. Because they had talent. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about American Idol. I'm here to talk about going to Austin, or it's like I like to call it Aston, Texas, and my South by Southwest experience, which was so much fun. I hope to do it again next year. And I'm going to make some bobby pins, which will be available on my store for purchase. Anyway, so here's what happened. A few months ago, you know, okay, back in November, I'm going to use real names. I'm going to use real names on this one. Me and Catherine and Molly all went to Hot Springs, and we had a hell of a time. And we decided we needed to come to Austin. And what better time to come to Austin than during South by Southwest, I ask you? None better time. So we went, and we got our airfare. We ended up getting, it was a little pricey, the airfare was, but it's okay. We got there. We were picked up by Catherine's lovely roommate, Cassandra, and her lovely boyfriend, Francisco. Of course, we had enchiladas. You know, what else are you going to eat? You can eat enchiladas with every friggin' meal in the city. Maybe it's the whole state of Texas. It's been a long time since I've been in Texas. And the last time I was in Texas, it was just kind of driving through the panhandle, so it doesn't really count. So I had first enchiladas, and we were supposed to go to a party someone was throwing for the new pornographers. Was it the new pornographers? Yeah, but we were too tired. So Molly and I ended up sleeping and missing the party with the new pornographers. Apparently, allegedly, Belle and Sebastian showed up. I don't know if Belle and Sebastian, how many people are in that band, but allegedly the band Belle and Sebastian showed up. So, that's all right. Missed that. But I had fun, you know, sleeping, because I needed it. And so the next day, let's see what happened. That would have been Thursday. Thursday, we all go get something to eat, and that something for me, it was at a restaurant called the Kirby Lane. Oh, God. Cramps. Ah. It'll pass. I'll talk it through. Oh, good golly. Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. giving all your love to just one man. Anyway, so we went to the Kirby Lane Cafe where I had, of course, enchiladas. Because what else are you going to eat, you know? We went to see, this is what's funny. We went to a club to see a band from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which for those of you who don't live in the central Tennessee area, Murfreesboro is about 45 minutes from my house. Maybe an hour. I don't know. Anyway, Murfreesboro is close. It's basically, yeah. So we see a bunch of people from Tennessee. We saw the band Glossary, and they're really good. Actually, I mock the fact that I was watching a band from Murfreesboro, but the truth is, this band I had never seen before. So I see a Murfreesboro band for the first time in Austin, Texas. And this is my first experience with South by Southwest music. It's literally everywhere. I mean, you can't get away from it. There is music around every corner, in every place, everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. I mean, you just have no idea. This, for example, the place where we were, Jovita's is the name of it, had a band inside and a band outside, and a band next door, and a band across the street, and a band everywhere. You could, I mean, for reals. Anyway, enjoyed Glossary a lot. Let's see. So then I can't remember if that was when we went back and took naps or something. I don't know. I can't remember. We were going to go see, I remember that night, we were going to go see a band called Calla or Callow. And forgive me for not knowing. I'm not looking it up. We went to this place called Club de Ville to see this band, Calla. I'll call them Calla. And Club de Ville was easily the most disgusting bathroom I've ever seen. I mean, you can't even imagine. I mean, this was like, first of all, the stalls, that's the word I'm looking for. They were like literally like little rooms, you know. They went all the way to the floor. The one I ended up in smelled like 1,000 rotten vaginas and had about an inch, no, maybe about a half inch of standing water on the floor. It was pretty gross. I was glad I was wearing heavy duty shoes. So we saw this band, Calla. There were bus magazines everywhere, so I picked one up and read it. I was pretty happy. Like the bus magazine. They for some reason, my subscription request never goes through. So I don't know how many times I've subscribed to Bust. They've never billed me, and I've never gotten an issue, so I guess they're just ignoring me. So I still buy it in the store when I don't get it in a timely manner, but that time I didn't have to buy it, so neener. So we went to see this band, Calla. They were all right, and we were going somewhere after that. We were going to see some other band at Emo's, but we couldn't get in. And this is where I had my first semi-celebrity sighting. It was Harry Knowles. For those of you who don't know, Harry Knowles runs Ain't It Cool News, I think is what it's called. Anyway, the only reason I know what he looks like is because if you've ever seen Harry Knowles, there's no way you're ever going to forget what that motherfucker looks like. He is very distinctive looking. And I saw him on the streets of Austin. So we go to Emo's, find out we can't get in. So we all go hang out in the alley. Okay, this is where it gets a little 13-year-old. Okay, it's hard for me to podcraft because I'm gesticulating wildly while I'm talking. Which is, you know, yeah, I'm sure you can see. And if you can, then I just want you to know what you're doing is wrong and you should turn yourself in. But, so podcrafting, not as easy as I thought it would be. So we end up in the alley behind Emo's, and we end up, this is so getting into high school stuff. Okay. We end up drinking Sparks energy beverage, which is an alcoholic beverage with like ginseng and guarana and caffeine and It's basically upper and downer all in one orange package. So we're in the alley drinking Sparks. I mean, I'm 30 years old, okay? I can go into bars and drink alcohol. Because I'm old enough. But, and so was everybody I was with. I mean, nobody was underage. We were all, you know, 21 and up. Most of us were 23, 24, 25, that area. But there was nobody underage with us. So I don't know. I guess it's just because we couldn't get in. But we ended up having to go meet some people somewhere and ended up, okay, this is where it gets ridiculous. Not ridiculous, but funny. We end up at, okay, Buffalo Billiards, which is a chain, which, oh my God, another cramp. Oh, anyway, it's really bad. You don't even understand. I need some Vicodin. Oh God. Anyway, so we go to this hotel, we got to meet these people. We ended up hanging out with the people from the band Man in Gray, who were very nice people. Almost showed the lead singer my ass. I think she's a little disappointed that she didn't get to see it, but, you know, that's okay. So, sorry, Man in Gray lead singer. Maybe next time. Come to Nashville, I'll show you my ass. So we're trying to decide on a bar where we can go, where there's no cover, and where, we can, you know, have a few beverages. And so, of course, the only place is the Buffalo Billiards. So we end up at Buffalo Billiards, a bar we have a chain of, a bar we have a location of in Nashville. I'm hanging out with all my, a bunch of people I know from Nashville, and the Ghostfinger Boys, who are from Nashville, end up joining us. Where's my other, there it is. End up joining us. So, you know, spending time with Nashville people in a bar I could go to in Nashville, but it's all good. Ended up walking home with back to Catherine's house where I went to sleep. And I would like to comment on the fact that I did not wear a bra that night. I mean, I wore a top, of course. But, of course, but no, we ended up walking back and I ended up sleeping. And what happened the next day? Denny, are you all right? Okay. So next day was St. Patrick's Day. And the next day we ended up, where did we go? Though that was the day we went to this crazy, crazy, crazy Mexican restaurant up the road from where I was staying. The food was just, the service was absolutely atrocious. The food was all right. I actually didn't have enchiladas that meal. I had tamales. See, I'm so obsessed with food that I'm more about telling you about the food I ate rather than the bands I saw. You know what I mean? That's just how I roll. I love food. So, sorry, crafting. It's taking its toll on me. Son of a bitch. Work with me, not against me! Sorry. These are going to be the shittiest button bobbies ever made. But it's okay. Because Jesus loves me. We ended up eating this food at this Mexican restaurant with the worst service ever. What else would we end up doing? Was that the day that I think, I just can't remember what happened after we ate the horrible good Mexican food with the horrible service. I know that was the night I met my future husband. Oh, we ended up, Catherine went off with a friend of hers to go see some show that, oh no, I remember now. I totally remember now. I got it, remembering. It's all coming back. That was when we went to see Man in Gray play. And this was again, another indication of how much friggin' music there was going on. We were in a store. No, it was like a collection of stores, but kind of flea markety, but not really flea markety. You know, a lot of indie stores, local artists and stuff. There we go. All right, done with another Bobby. Okay. And in this store, I mean, there were like several stores just clustered. And, I mean, there's music in every single one of them. And across the street, there was a rap battle. I mean, it was literally a lot of you could stand in one place and hear four different kinds of music at once, you know? I mean, it's crazy. It was so cool. I fucking loved it. So, we're tired and we're not really, we're more sleepy than we are into the music, you know? So we go, Molly and I end up trying to take a nap in the car. Actually, we were successful. And, all the while listening to the rap battle. So, okay. So my Bobbies are done. Good. Buy them on my store. So, okay. Rap battle, blah, blah, blah. What time is it? Shoot, I'm going to have to end this soon. So then we go back to the house. And I don't know what happens. But we try to decide where we're going to go Friday night. We decide to go see the Fiery Furnaces. And so we walk that away. And we get a call or something. I don't know. We just start walking. And then we end up not going to see Fiery Furnaces because they wanted to go see the Electric Soft Parade. Yes, I got it right. I say it wrong every time. And but before that, before the show started, I went with the Ghostfinger Boys and Molly over to some bar that had a name that I can't pronounce, but I called it the Goth Bar, not because there were like a ton of goths there, but because, I don't know, it was just a little dark-sided, you know what I mean? Just a little bit dark-sided. And, no, they just had like some flaming metal sculpture, and I decided, that's so goth! Anyway, I think I might have seen one of the Satan's cheerleaders there, but I'm not sure. And so the Ghostfinger Boys, they are funny and, I mean, not only are they incredibly talented, but they're hilarious and really nice guys too, I have to say. They're my favorite rock band, not just because of how good they sound, but because how nice they are. Anyway, so there were beers shared. I was not feeling real good at this point. I kind of wanted to stay home, but I decided I should get out. I mean, I'm here. Might as well. But I just really wasn't feeling my oats, you know? It's just feeling kind of wretched. So we go to Nuno's, I think that's what it was called, upstairs to see, I forgot the first band we saw. I don't remember. But then the most beautiful rock and roll band that ever existed started playing. It was the Electric Soft Parade, and I decided then and there that I want to marry Tom. Tom of the Electric Soft Parade. They're British. They are amazing. They're on iTunes. They're on eMusic. They may be on Napster and Rhapsody. I don't know. Check and see. Electric Soft Parade from England, from Brighton. Oh, wow. I absolutely became smitten. Crazy smitten. In fact, at the end of the show, I was chatting with one of Catherine's friends and ended up going over to talk to the lead singer, bought him a beverage, chatted with him. Almost groupied out. No, not literally groupied out. Like, I wasn't going to have sex with a dude I just met. But, I wanted to hang out at least, you know? I mean, this was their first show in America. Ever, apparently. So, bought him a drink, chatted with him for a minute, bought him a punch. Punch. I can't say it the way he did. Punch. It's like every kind of liquor they had mixed together. and chatted with him for a bit. He seemed a little upset that I wasn't sticking around, but that's okay. I figure business is more important than girls. So that's why I left. And always leave them wanting more, ladies. Just so you know. So I decided I want to marry him. So one day I will marry Tom from the Electric Soft Parade. Ended up riding back with one of Catherine's friends, although Catherine walked back. There was a little bit of drama that night, but I won't get into it because it's really not mine to share. Let's see. So Electric Soft Parade. So that was good. So the next day Saturday. The best food in the world. Okay. We go to South Congress Cafe. Oh, crap. Ola. Dr. Gay, I'm telling you, this is the town where you need to move. If you're tired of Minnesota winters, this is where you need to move. Austin, Texas. We'll talk about this offline sometime. But, oh, criminy. It was so good. First of all, we had mimosas. And then we had their delicious corn muffins. Oh, my gosh. And then I couldn't decide if I wanted the carrot cake French toast or the chocolate chip pancake. So I got both. And bacon. And it came with fruit. And I had one or two mimosas. And, I can't remember. Doesn't matter. I had a million corn muffins. Oh, that was so good. Basically, you need to know this. I did not eat for the rest of the day. In fact, the next time I ate a meal was again at the South Congress Cafe. Because that was so much food. So we go to see, Not a Surf. At an in-store performance. See, I mean, literally everywhere. There's a space, there's music. If they could fit a drum kit up my ass, there would have been a performance up my ass. Oh! Let me backtrack a little bit, because I'm not done with Friday the 17th. Okay, there's a band in Nashville called The Clutters, and they are really good. In fact, they are also on eMusic. I don't know if they're on iTunes. But go listen to The Clutters. They're good. I love them. And they're my favorite, one of my favorite Nashville bands. And so we're going to go see The Clutters at their showcase, their label showcase. We can't get in, okay? We cannot get into the showcase because it is over capacity. Now, I mean, it could have been one of the other bands playing with The Clutters, but I like to think the Clutters had something to do with it. They're an excellent band. So we couldn't get in to see this Nashville band. So we're, you know, we're sad we can't get in. But at the same time, we're so happy that there are so many people watching them. Okay. In fact, David Fricka, the guy from the Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone magazine, not the Rolling Stone. Because that confuses it with the band. He reviewed their album on the Rolling Stone website and gave it a very, very good review. And I am in total agreement with him. So, and he's got great teeth. That David Fricka. Anyway, so we didn't get to see The Clutters Friday night. So Saturday we were going to go see The Clutters at a free show. But it was canceled because it was raining. So poor Catherine didn't get to see The Clutters while they were in her town. And that was sad. I mean, I wanted to see The Clutters because I love them. So we go see Not a Surf doing it in store. I was not feeling it. Molly was not feeling it. It was, well, and I also had to do with the fact that it was really hot in there and crowded and it's just, you know, I'm Not a Surf. They're fine. I just wasn't down with it. So we did a little shopping, bought, you know, just good times. We ended up that night. That was the night. Oh, yeah. That was the crazy night that we weren't even sure what was going on. Because we were going to go see the Black Diamond Heavies, who are also excellent. Another Nashville band. And we were going to go see them, but for some reason we thought the show was going to be packed and we weren't going to be able to get in. Except Molly could. She had a connection, but I did not. So were, you know, hemming and hawing. And I'm like, I don't want to go all the way down there just to find out I can't get in and have to walk 10 blocks home. And in the dark by myself in a town I don't know. And Molly's like, well, you know, we can't guarantee that you get in. Let me see if I can find somebody to drive me. Anyway, luckily, one of Catherine's roommates, Kevin, was very sweet to drive us over to the venue. That was very nice of you, Kevin. I know you're not listening to my podcast, but it was incredibly nice of you. So he drove us over. He said, I'll just circle the block. Here's my cell phone number. If you can't get in, call me. I'll meet you at this space. So we go to the Velvet Spade is what it's called. And we get in no problem. No problem at all. I freaked out for nothing. But I freak out for nothing most of the time, you know. I'm just a freak. I just freak out. So we're going to go see the Black Diamond Heavies, who I like. And this is another example of music everywhere. There were three stages in this one venue. And so we went upstairs to where the Black Diamond Heavies were going to be playing and saw this amazing, amazing band called The Thin Man. And I loved The Thin Man. Oh my gosh, they were so good. I ended up chatting with the lead singer of The Thin Man, who I will call The Thin Man because he was very thin, very tall. Talked to him for a little bit at the merchandise table. I bought their CD. That's the only CD I bought. I didn't even buy the Electric Soft Parade, but that's just because I was too busy, you know, trying to make friends. So I chatted with the lead singer of The Thin Man and talking about Nashville venues where he could play, and then realized he couldn't have been that into my discussion of Nashville venues because he was thinking my boobs might fall out of my shirt, which they weren't going to. I mean, the thing about my boobs is that they have the illusion that they're going to fall out when I wear a low cut top, and there's just no way they're going to. So, okay. So getting back to that. So Thin Man, love them. Love them. They're on, I don't know if they're on iTunes. I know they're on eMusic. Listen to them. And all these bands are on MySpace, by the way, except for the one I'm about to mention. And they may be, they just may be under a different way to find them. So, I had a few beverages. I basically had a few beverages every night I was there, except for the last night, Sunday, which we'll get to that. So, went, enjoyed the Black Diamond Heavies, who were a two-piece. They had just, can't remember his name all of a sudden. But he left the band, so it was just Van and John, and it was excellent. It was so good. I was just, like, in heaven. So, love the Black Diamond Heavies. And I don't know what happened. I ended up chatting with Doug from the Clutters for a little bit. I don't remember much what we talked about. I remember we talked about I'm Trying to Break Your Heart. We started talking about David Fricke and then talking about I'm Trying to Break Your Heart, the Wilco documentary. That's my documentary choice of the week. I'm Trying to Break Your Heart is your documentary pick of the week. There you go. And then which led us to talking about Dig, about the Dandy Warhols and the Brian Jonestown Massacre. That's your second documentary pick of the week because I didn't give you one last week. That's, you got two this week, so go put them on your list. And so we're talking about crazy rock and roll musicians and how insanity and talent are so closely intertwined that it's terrifying. And then ended up seeing this excellent band. Excellent. Excellent band called American Death Ray, was I think what they were called. Again, it had a few. So I really enjoyed the hell out of them, and we ended up riding back, after all that, we ended up riding back to the house in the Ghost Finger Mobile, which was so much fun, because like I said, they're nice guys, and Catherine was just cracking me up. She is hilarious. She's one of the funniest people I've ever met. So we get back, and there are 20 million people in the living room. This night was peak night. This is when everybody was there in the house. That's the thing about, and I'll get to the mechanics of South by Southwest in a minute, but there, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people in the house Saturday night, the last night for most people. Last night, most people were there. So, yeah, so it was crowded, but it was fun, you know? It was just, like, great times. Everybody was just in such a good mood. It was the last night. We were all talking about music. And so the next day, people start leaving. And let's see. We end up going to the South Congress Cafe again, which is fine with me, because it's amazing. Oh, and we had queso the day before, too, and their queso will knock your fucking socks off. I'm telling you, Dr. Gay, we are going there on a vacation. Maybe for South by Southwest next year. Who knows? So, South Congress Cafe, we go. This is what's funny about music being everywhere. We get there, and there's a kid playing on this little toy piano. Somebody in our group said, tell that kid, South by Southwest is over. No music for a while. But anyway, I guess you had to be there. I hate when people say that, but it was funny at the time. It's another thing I hate when people say. But so that day I had, yes, you guessed it, enchiladas, which were good, really good. And ate like 50 gazillion corn muffins. And Texas has this crazy law where if it's Sunday before noon, you have to buy food before you can buy alcohol. Or you have to buy food with alcohol. Which is, you know, fine. I mean, who's drinking before noon on a Sunday? Except, you know, mimosas, which some of us were drinking. And I'm tired at this point. I'm just like, you know, I'm just beat. And everybody thinks I'm pissed off. And I'm like, no. I've just, like, seen 500 bands in the course of 3 days. It's crazy. But that's how it goes. So we have fun at South Congress Cafe. And what did we do then? Did we go back? Yeah, we went back and took naps. And went out and did some shopping. We did some more shopping. I got some cool stuff while I was there. I won't get into the specifics of shopping right now. We just went many, 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 many places. Low disk space? How the hell? Ugh, anyway, I gotta delete some shit. So, we're, oh, I've only got 9 minutes left on this shit. Hold on, let me pause this and delete some shit. Hang on. Okay, that better clear up some fucking space, because I just deleted a whole bunch of podcasts. And emptied my recycle bin, which I always hate to do, because I feel like I'm losing something. Where was I? South Congress Cafe, taking naps, going shopping, buying stuff, going to Home Slice Pizza, where I had probably the best pizza I've ever eaten in my life. For reals. It was so good. Oh, you don't even know. Ended up coming back. We thought we were going to go see this band called Party Cannon that night. Not to be confused. Well, anyway. We were going to go see this band called Party Cannon, but it turned out they weren't playing. So we ended up just calling an early night, watching Crossing Jordan. There was a big storm that Sunday night, so I lived it on NextRad because I have to, or whatever they, it was called something else. I mean, it's everybody has an NextRad. It was Viper. Everybody has a Viper. Everybody has all that crap. Anyway, so ended up watching that and sleeping. And the next day we did a little more shopping. Oh, let me take it back to Sunday night for a second there, because we ate, I wanted a Sunday, they wanted pizza, so we went and got gelato. We were going to go to the, see what was at the Alamo Draft House, but it was like Buffy sing-along, and I'm not into Buffy at all. So, We go to the we go get gelato, and then we go get pizza, and then we go back to the house, and then we all go to sleep. So Monday we had to leave. We did a little more shopping. We ate at Las Manitas, where it was so good. And yes, I didn't have enchiladas. I had some other something I can't remember the name of. It was essentially fried tortilla pieces with sauce and cheese, served with beans. And I can't remember what it was called, but it was delicious, whatever it was. Bought some stuff for crafting. Bought a whole lot of stuff for crafting. Like, you guys better buy some shit from my website. That's all I'm saying. Buy some of my shit. Because there's a lot of it, and I need to make some money. I'm also only about $355 away from being out of credit card debt. So, please buy my stuff. Alright, that's enough of that. I hate when people beg for money on the internets. But I just did it, so I'm not too proud. Okay. So, anyway, we got on the plane. We came home. Lindsay wanted to eat. Lindsay wanted to go shopping on the way home. And I'm like, all I want to do is get home and see my dog. And Lindsay wants to go buy clothes, so we stop for a minute. We eat some food, and then we go home. Oh, I get to see my doggy and go to crafty night, and it's all back to normal. Back to the old routine, the old Nashville routine, you know, just, yeah. So South by Southwest was lots of fun. I mean, literally music everywhere, enchiladas everywhere, minor celebrity sighting, no hangovers, not a single hangover in the city of Austin. I couldn't believe it. It's amazing. I don't drink much. You know this. I drink very infrequently and only if I have a trusted driver, which I did. Or I walked, actually, or I had a driver who was sober. So good times, good times. I do recommend you go. If you can get a room or find somebody to stay with, I stayed with a friend because, you know, that's what you have to do. You can't get a room in the whole town because there's so many people there. I wish I had seen David Cross. One of the people in our group ran into David Cross. And by ran into, I mean bumped into. Literally. Bumped. Like, excuse me, man. Sorry. Loved you on Mr. Show. Bye-bye. Let's see. Sixth Street. I did get to see the Real World house from a distance. Got to go on 6th Street where they filmed a lot of The Real World. Yeah, I'm all about The Real World. Didn't get to do any Dazed and Confused location spotting. But, I mean, I didn't have a car, so I was relying on people for rides. I really, you know, lots of stuff was planned. You know, there was not, in a good way, in an amazing way. I had the greatest host and hostesses, host house, right off of Cesar Chavez. So I want to say many thanks to Cassandra and Francisco for picking us up at the airport. Thank you, Catherine, for letting us stay in your bed most of the time. I think only one night did I not stay in Catherine's bed, and that was the night that ended up sleeping on the air mattress without a blanket because we didn't know there were blankets. We're such idiots. Let's see. Thanks. Oh, Kevin. Yeah, Kevin, thank you for hosting and driving and putting up with 20 million people in your house. So thanks to the three people in the house that where we stayed, and the people who gave us rides all over the place. And, oh yeah, thank you, Chris, for giving us a ride home from Nuno's that night. Thank you, Chris. That was very nice of you. Sorry I annoyed the piss out of you, but, and also, thanks for being my lookout, Chris, for when I was chatting up Tom from the Electric Soft Parade. Yeah, I had to have a lookout to do that. I'm such a... Grampy. Grampy! Ow! Okay, we'll get through this. I would like to say hi to Frank, who was one of the house guests where we were staying. Frank runs a website, www.puremusic.com. I think you need to go check out his site. I really liked it. Frank was really nice. Really like Frank. He was good guy. Good guy. And say hi to Michael and Scott, who were there and were nice. Thanks for the Ghostfinger Boys for driving us around and just for being all around good guys, all three of you. I love you. I wish I could marry all of you. But polygamy is illegal, and I believe you all have girlfriends. So, and what else was there? I know I'm leaving something out. I know I am. Here's my recommendation. Find somewhere you can stay. Look on Craigslist. Apparently a lot of people offer their houses for rent on Craigslist or befriend somebody in Austin. Next year, I will not have the house hookup I had this year. Next year, I will have to pay. And, you know, that's all right. House was a good location. And, yeah, what else can I say? Good times. Enjoyed the hell out of it. Wear your walking shoes if you go. It's you know, some of the stuff I learned in going to Disney World would apply to this also. With the whole, wear good, comfortable shoes. And take naps. And, yeah. It's just like Disney World. What was it I called it one night when I was, spring break for cool people is what I called it. So, and thanks Molly for being a good pal during the whole South by Southwest thing. And thank you all for listening. This is probably the longest podcast I've done. It's, does that say 42 or 40? Oh, it's 42. So it might be close to 45 minutes, which I lost the last time, so I better not friggin' lose this one. Just had to clean off my hard drive, motherfuckers. Anyway, God bless y'all. Have a good night. Go. And good night.